Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're back on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Who knew this is International Transgender Day of Visibility? And to help us understand that is Dr. Lauren Schechter, the medical director at the Center for Gender Confirmation Surgery at Weiss Memorial Hospital. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you.
Listen, this is partly personal for me, and people who've listened to the show closely know that I have a transgender daughter. My son, Noah, about a little over a year ago, told us that he was now our daughter, Lily. She's wonderful. I'm so proud of her. It's a tough thing, I'm proud of her. I am. I couldn't love her more than I do. And so over the past few weeks, I've noticed more and more there are these transgender bills popping up around the country. Most of them have to do with sports, trying to keep transgender girls from competing with others in girls' sports in high schools, things like that. I want to say before I talk to Lauren is we really tried hard to talk to the sponsors in Wisconsin where there's a bill. I just want to have a conversation with them, but they didn't want to talk to us. And so I just think it's an issue that I'd like to explore a little bit more, and that's why Lauren is here. Am I making this up, Lauren, or has this become a real issue?
No, and thank you for really raising awareness. My name is Lauren Schechter, and my pronouns are he and him. And these are really, really terrible bills, Steve. It used to be about bathroom bills and which bathrooms you can use, and now the focus has shifted really into two areas. One is either athletics, so the ability to play on the appropriate sports team, and the other, in fact, is making illegal or criminalizing medically necessary interventions in adolescents. Both of these are terrible. Neither of these are really based in any medical fact or science, and really continue to perpetuate not only false myths, but do harm to vulnerable individuals, not only to transgender individuals, but adolescents.
And that's kind of where I want to go with this, and this is what I would have asked the lawmakers. There are 28 states right now considering transgender bills. They're characterized as anti-transgender. You can have that point of view, but they're transgender bills. Do you know in your history, are there a lot of transgender girls trying to play high school sports?
Well, and that's another great point. I mean, this is to a large degree a problem or a potential problem or a perceived problem that just doesn't exist. These are issues that are kind of to a large degree made up in some people's minds, and then they try to pass these bills or legislate this. These are wedge issues and really aren't significant issues for most communities.
Do you know of cases where there were transgender girls trying to join girls' basketball teams or other sports in high school?
Well, I've been performing surgery for, over 20 years. So, yes, I've operated on young transgender women who have participated in various athletics. But that's not thousands.
Right.
We're talking, probably 10 to 20 adolescent women over my career who have been interested in playing sports teams.
And you said you called it a wedge issue. I mean, I watch politics more than anything. And, just the idea that there's so many of them popping up around state legislatures right now that it seems like it's sort of by that there might be some plan here or to sort of create this national wedge issue. I mean, is that something you're seeing as well?
Well, I do help support various organizations that advocate on behalf of gender diverse transgender individuals. Oftentimes that's related to insurance discrimination in terms of access to medically necessary care. But yes, I mean, this certainly does seem like a concerted effort that's directed at a very vulnerable population at a very vulnerable time in their lives. And I think it's quite telling, Steve, that no one would come on and speak about it.
Yeah.
I would imagine if you're going to sponsor the bill, you should be prepared to articulate your rationale.
I worry about the kids who are hearing this. On a brighter note, though, we are at a pretty remarkable time overall, right, where acceptance is you know, in the past 10 years, growing by leaps and bounds.
You know, I think probably sometime around 2014 and probably a little bit before that with the Affordable Care Act, but in 2014 with Medicare removing their exclusion on covering gender-affirming surgery and interventions for individuals, you know, the tide really started to shift. We had quite a bit of positive momentum. You know, we're exiting a bit of a dark period, and we're seeing a lot of hope. You know, I think it's been very important that Dr. Rachel Levine was recently confirmed by the Senate, and I think many of us are quite hopeful that her presence and her leadership on these issues will be very important and will help to advance transgender medicine, transgender health, and prevent these issues. But in spite of all those good things, yeah, we are seeing undoubtedly this increase in these very negative and what I would say, and many of us say, are harmful bills.
We'll say as well that President Biden reversed President Trump's ban or limits on transgender members of the military on this Transgender Day of Visibility. Dr. Lauren Schechter, it was a pleasure talking to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right, let's check in now with Mary.